My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now, as we enter a new year, we're continuing our visit with Lily Knowles, who's most notably known for her performances as a member of the Gaither Homecoming Friends and the beloved song, Oh Happy Day, with the Edwin Hawkins Singers. She's traveled extensively across our country and has sung in many of the most prestigious venues throughout the world.
Now, most people, when they hear your name, they really know you when they see that radiant smile, that hat, and just the cheering that goes on, sometimes silently, but within the group of the Gaither Homecoming group on TV and the videos and the tours that happen. How did the Lord bring that into your life and put you on that platform?
Well, I recorded and people were wanting me to come sing. I had no pianist or band or any background tracks. I needed an album to have tracks. And a couple in the church agreed to pay for me to record. And I was doing the Bay Area premiere of Bill and Gloria Gaither's Alleluia. And the other guest soloist was Doug Oldham. And he said, "Wow, I've got a friend who needs to hear about you." People say that, but I didn't think anything about it. So I was sitting at the telephone company, and my boss came over and said, "There's somebody named Bill Gaither on the phone. Would you like to speak with him?" To me, it was like saying the President of the United States is on the phone. So I went, and he said, "Gloria and I are starting a record company in Nashville, and we want you to be one of the first artists because Doug got your record to me." So I flew to Nashville, and again, the rest is history. I was able to travel when it was Bill, Gloria, and his brother, Danny. And we traveled all over, and I sang with them. Then I left and went my way, and I ended up in Hawaii for 10 years as a missionary.
Wow. Tough assignment.
Somebody's got to do it. When I was in Hawaii, I got a call from Bill Gaither saying, "We just sat around the other night, sat around the piano and sang some old songs, and it was pretty good. And I think I'm going to do another one. Would you like to be a part?" I said, "Yes." So I went, and 26 years later, I'm still a part of the Gaither videos. And it's a wonderful, what a way that God used to make those wonderful old hymns of the church available to be heard around the world, and people can enjoy them.
Only a look at Jesus. If you're bowed down with care, I've got good news for you. Jesus promised to defend you. He will all our burdens share. Yes.
When you sat in with all these legends, so to speak, was that kind of intimidating to you, or how did you feel, and how did they welcome you in?
Well, of course, I was welcomed in, but I was so intimidated. I was so shy. Even if he asked me to sing a song, if I didn't think I could do it like one of the others out there, I was reluctant. But God helped me, and so I'm happy that I've been a part.
Yes, I've heard you say that you consider yourself to be a musicianary, which, what does that mean to you?
Well, I'm a musician. And I go all over the world singing, so I just put the term together, musicianary.
Yes, yes. And how do you feel that
music touches people, that it really reaches them for the Lord.
It's powerful, powerful medium. And I'm so thankful God gave us music, because it can go where the spoken word doesn't go.
Now, in traveling as a musicianary, you're traveling throughout the world. You're reaching and ministering to different cultures and different nationalities. How is that for you to present the gospel in different lands?
Well, I just wish that I could speak other languages. So what I do is ask maybe a very familiar song like Amazing Grace for whomever I'm visiting to write it out phonetically for me. So I've done that a lot. But English is so well spoken around the world that I can usually just get away with familiar songs.
And yeah. And isn't it thrilling to meet and to minister to people of other cultures?
It really is, because you can just see on their faces, often they've not heard it quite like that. And because my style is different, that adds a little something to it.
Full of soul, I might say, and full of spirit. I mean, we got to sit in a service today and hear you sing in person, which is our first time, and I must say, it was overwhelming. It was just so full of joy.
Thank you. I often, when I'm going to go to a church, the minister of music will say, well, instead of us doing praise and worship, we would like you. And I say, I want it happy, clappy, and I want just to bring joy in. So that's what I tell them.
In fact, I love the way you change some of the lyrics to actually minister and speak to people while you're singing.
I try to do that, point to somebody and say, can you thank God for the mountains
yes.
like that? And it causes them to think, can I?
In this very room, there's quite enough love for...
We're visiting with Miss Lily Knowles about her music ministry, and we'll return to our talk with her in just a moment, so stay with us. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby. And if you're enjoying this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast, either on the current platform you're using or one of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google. Play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
Also, join us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now let's return to our talk with Miss Lily.
Now, you have quite a hefty schedule. How is that for you, physically, spiritually, and mentally, to be with an active tour and trying to really minister and not falter wherever you happen to be?
Well, it's different, of course, now that I'm getting older, and I pace myself, but I just take it easy, and because I've never been married, I don't have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, dogs, cats. When I'm home, I sort of just take care of myself.
And speaking about being single, you have a ministry to singles. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, I just love to tell them that it's important that they understand that if you're unhappy when you are single, you'll be unhappy when you're married. Mm-hmm. Because happiness does not come from a person. It comes from God.
Would you say, as a single person, in case other single people are listening, that God has fulfilled those needs and met your every need, even emotional and against loneliness and so on?
Absolutely. Having Jesus in my life and with me, that I'm never alone, mm-hmm. and I'm not lonely. There's a great scripture that I really live by. It's Ecclesiastes 5:20, and it says, and I put my name in there when I read God's word, Lily will not dwell on the days of her life, because God keeps her occupied with gladness of heart.
There is joy, real joy, and it's deep down.
Well, we've been having such a delightful visit with Miss Lily. Lily Knowles, enjoying hearing about how the Lord is using her with her music and in other areas as well, like her singles ministry.
Yes. And if you'd like to find out more about Miss Lily, by going to her website at MissLily.com, and Lily is spelled L-I-L-L-I-E. That's MissLily.com.
And on our next podcast, we'll conclude our visit with Miss Lily as she shares some helpful advice to those searching for God's direction and using their gifts. So come back and join us then, and be sure to invite others to listen as well.
Now, we also wanted to let you know that you can listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you may join us on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Now, if you have a question or comment, you may email us at connect2, Rich and Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, at gmail.com. Now we're going to close our podcast with a beautiful medley by Miss Lily of The Name of Jesus. So enjoy and be blessed, and may the Lord give you a blessed and happy new year.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. You see, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, he is the mighty King, master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. How sweet the name, Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim his wondrous praise forever. Joy of heaven, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Jesus, Jesus. Something about that name.